Blog Talk Radio.
Our healer, because we have so many people going through
at this time, and some that are believers, some that are not believers. And they're going through a lot of things, and we have to understand, those of us who walk according to the word of the Most High, we have to understand how healing works and how the Most High is the healer, and he's the one that's doing everything. And so, you know, I pray that you follow along with me on this evening as I navigate this topic. Some of it I am doing from a work already done, and some of it I'm going to do ad hoc, you know, as I usually do, as the Most High brings the verses to my mind, then I will include them in this topic. I don't say that I have everything exactly the way that I want it, but we want to look at healing, divine healing, in the scriptures. We want to make sure that we understand who it is we serve, and that things that he says of himself, and that what he will do and what he won't do. And so when it comes to our healing and believing him, you know, we have to believe without doubt. We're going to look at what Messiah said. You know, do you believe? That's what he wants to know, because no matter who's praying and what they're praying for, and when it comes to healing and receiving those types of things, they have to be a believer to receive the blessings of the Most High. If you doubt a little bit, then you won't receive it. So it is like you have to believe 100% in order to activate this in your life, in somebody else's life. You know, if you're intervening for someone, intercepting, feeding for someone, then you must believe that your prayers are heard and that they're going to be answered. I cannot doubt. If you doubt, then there's no sense in you even praying for it, because you won't receive it. But if you're going to be an intercessor and you're going to pray on people's behalf, then you must believe that what you pray for, the Father hears you and that he's going to answer. He's going to answer the way that you are asking him, that he might get the glory in it. So let us go ahead and let's do this. Let's go ahead and do our statement of faith. I need to look up something that just came on my mind, and I need to look up real quick. Hold on a second. I didn't want to speak computer. Ask the question. All right. Amen. New moon service for January will be the 21st of January. So I want us to have that in front of us. That's also my birth date. The 21st of January is going to be ultra special for me, the new moon, the beginning of the month, service falling on my birthday and, you know, going before the Most High at the same time. I'm stoked. I don't really celebrate my birthday, yet still, there's really nothing in the scripture that says you can't. You're not supposed to get crazy with it like we tend to do. Throw parties, get drunk, do and say things we ought not do. And no, that's never acceptable. All right, so new moon service, 21st of this month. And for all those who observe and keep it, you know, I want you to put it on your calendar so that we can celebrate it together. All right, let me bring up our statement of faith. And we want to welcome everybody in Pal Talk, in Blog Talk, on the internet in general. Whether you're in North America, whether you're in South America, whether you're on the African continent, the Middle East, the Far East, the European theater, or any of the communist bloc countries that are listening, we greet you in the master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. And we pray that Yah blesses each and every one of you and blesses whatever you put your hands to. And if you are sick in your body, no matter where you're at, if you're going through, we pray that Yah hears your prayers and that he delivers you out of whatever it is that you're going through, that he heals your body, that he delivers you from some difficult situation, that he brings you out of the way of danger, whatever it is. We pray that he will hear you and you will give him the glory when you are delivered of it. All right, our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3 verses 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach which strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, O Yah Elohim. Glory, 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 glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, Father, for you are worthy of all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father, we just bow down before you today, and we submit ourselves to you, Father, to your will and to your way. For you are our Elohim, Father, and we will bow down to no other but you, Father. Hallelujah. We just come together on today, Father, to magnify your name and to lift you up and to glorify you, for you are truly worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. And there is none like unto you, O Yah Elohim. No, not one. Hallelujah. 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 From glory to glory, you are Yah Elohim, and there is none like you, Father. None like you. And we praise and worship you on this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, O Yah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of which you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all time. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquity of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you said that your people Israel have done wickedly and that we have walked contrary to you, that you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we will but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us into all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you and that we have done wicked. And, Father, we are repenting of our wicked ways. And we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But this will be our testimony. This is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, turn now your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel and hear our supplication and our prayer and deliver us from this captivity that you have scattered us into. Father, we pray for the seed of Israel that is asleep, that you might wake and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for the seed of Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, a spirit of love for your love. We pray for the seed of Abraham, all that you call in Messiah, that they would hear your voice and that they would come and they would obey your commandments. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom, we ask that you would smile upon this work and that you would give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. And it is Yah Shabbat, and as we are commanded, the sounding of the shofar.
It is always good to stand before you on the Lord's Sabbath day.
That ain't it. Somebody help me. The sounding of the shofar. picked out that I wanted.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Say, there is power in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain,
yeah.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Let's say it together, there is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
You got it.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus,
yeah.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Declare and say,
to break every chain, break every chain, break every.
Now somebody lift your hands in the air right here.
There's an
no fear, 'cause I believe. There is no doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness. My fortress, over and over, I have a home found in your name. I have a strength found in your grace, your faithfulness. My fortress, over and over. Make way to the
diligently seek him. And we want to go to Hebrews. No, we want to go to Isaiah chapter 45. The book of Isaiah chapter 45, starting in verse 1, and just establishing some things. So, got to have faith, and we're going to see Messiah say this over and over and over again. We're praying for people's healing. We want them to receive healing. There are some things that we ourselves have to believe, and there are some things that they must believe, starting in verse 1. Thus saith Yah to his anointed, Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two lead gates, and the gate shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, Yah, which call thee by name, am the Elohim of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have been called thee. I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am Yah, and there is none else. There is no Elohim beside me. I gird thee, though thou hast not known me, that thou may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, that there is none beside me. I am Yah, and there is none else. I form the light, and I create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Yah, do all these things. So understand that he is the Most High Elohim. Yah Elohim is the only Elohim that there is, because there is none beside him, and that he makes peace, he creates evil. He forms the light. He creates darkness. He does all these things. And so in everything, we have to be knowledgeable of him. What is his will in this thing? Because he is doing it all. And we have to acknowledge that. So if somebody needs to be healed, then it is Yah who has allowed it to come. We have to go to him to petition to take it away, sort it. Go to James chapter 1, the book of James chapter 1. Talk about faith a little bit. Because faith, when it comes to healing, it is without faith it's impossible to please him, and without faith, true belief in him, you won't receive what you ask for, no matter what it is. But we're talking about him being our healer. James chapter 1, starting in verse 1. James, a servant of Elohim and of Yeshua HaMashiach, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask Elohim, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, not doubting. For he that wavers or doubts is driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of Yah. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The Most High doesn't deal with unstable people. He doesn't deal with people who don't put their all into him, who don't believe him and what he says, who he is and what he will do, what he's capable of doing. So he says, if you ask something, ask it not doubting. You got to have faith. You got to believe. Also, the person receiving has to believe. Now, in some cases, the Most High brings things in certain cases we'll look at if we get to them tonight. He brings things to bring somebody else into faith to test them. Sometimes things come that way. The Most High wants you. He may go through your child. So we can see that in one of the parables or in one of the stories that he tells, or one of the acts that he did with the man and his son. And the Messiah did not deal with the son of the man who was vexed with an unclean spirit. He first dealt with his father. And then he dealt with the young man. Sometimes the Most High will do things to see what kind of faith is in the parent of the child, that they might both be saved or come to him. Go to the book of Matthew chapter 9. The book of Matthew chapter 9. Look at some more about faith. Matthew chapter 9, verses 28 and 29. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Yeshua said unto them, believe you that I am able to do this? Do you believe that the Most High can heal you? They said unto him, yea, Master, or yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, according to your faith, be it done unto you. What we believe and how we believe it matters to the Most High. And Messiah shows it here. Do you believe? And if you believe, then believe that you shall receive according to your faith. Be it unto you. If you sitting here half stepping, BSing, you know, you're telling me that you believe, but you really don't. Your faith won't let you go there. You're asking for asking faith, but you don't really believe it. Be it unto you according to your faith. Be it unto you according to your belief. Cannot come to the Most High in unbelief. So you won't receive what you ask for. Messiah is saying the same thing here. Do you believe that I am able to do this? Be it unto you according to your faith. So it matters what the receiver of the request believes. And we want to make sure that when we pray for people, if we're interceding on their behalf, you at least have to believe. Now, if they say that they are believers of Messiah, then they also must believe and not doubt. And not worry. See, worrying is a form of unbelief. It's a form of doubt. That's why we're worrying. Because we're doubting something. And we can't doubt. He says, if you doubt, you shall not receive it. So you ask and forget it. Believe that it's going to happen. Let it go. Don't sit there and worry about it and harp on it and do all those things, because he says, okay, you're doing that because you got some doubt. And he says, if you doubt, then you're double-minded. And you might not believe you're double-minded, but he wants 100% faith in him. So you have to get the mentality, so let it be said, so let it be done, and let it go. I believe Yah is going to do this thing. He's going to work it out. And have no doubts about it. Go to Mark chapter 10. Just laying some foundations here before we start looking at our Elohim as the divine healer. What he told Israel from the beginning. Mark chapter 10. Let's get verses 51 and 52. Mark chapter 10, verses 51 and 52. Yeshua answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? What are you asking the Most High for? The blind man said unto him, Master, that I might receive my sight. And Yeshua said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith, thy belief has made thee whole, has cured thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed Yeshua in the way. So this blind man had the faith that he actually truly believed. And he believed that he's going to receive his sight for you. Give me my sight. I want my sight. And I know you can give it to me. Go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. So the person that is receiving the request or putting in the request and asking for to be healed, asking to be cured, asking for a miracle, can't ask in doubt. And if you're the intercessor, you can't ask in doubt. You must believe. Because it's going to also be according to your faith. Any doubt on any end corrupts it. Even Messiah said when he went home to his relative's house, to his brothers and his sisters, in his home city, he was not able to cure much more than a headache. Didn't do great miracles. But they didn't believe he was who he said that he was and that he could do what he said he could do. So this faith and this belief powerful, and it's unnecessary. You won't receive what you ask for without it. And so we have to understand that when we start talking about him, our healer. Is he able to do these things? Yes. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, and we're going to look at this. But we also have to believe. We have to have faith. That's why he said, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and it would get up and move. But you got to actually believe it. That's where he's getting at with you. So the purpose of this lesson tonight is to show from the Bible divine healing, scripture that Elohim is both able and willing to heal the sick, the diseased, the infirm. I know in my family, we have personally experienced the blessings of Elohim, his healing power. So have millions of others. There are so many books that you can go out on the internet and find about testimonies of how the Most High has healed somebody. You might hear them referenced by faith healing or spiritual healing, divine healing. Prayer for the sick. Some people might say they have a healing ministry or something like that. Genuine healing testimonies and examples abound. There are numerous of Elohim's supernatural power, and I like to say his naturally superpower, to make the sick and the infirm bodies well. Elohim wants people and need them to know about being sickness and healing. What his word teaches about being sick. What his word teaches about how he's our healer. What are the requirements to receive healing? What does divine healing mean in the scripture, in the word of the Most High? How can we access? How can we activate Elohim's healing power? Because, see, anybody and everybody can do this, and the Most High don't hear just anybody and everybody. So let's look into this thing. Now, let us understand that the foundation for this topic of divine healing lies not so much in people's wonderful healing experience and the example, but it lies in the scriptures. You want to access the Most High's healing power? You want him to work on your behalf? And you got to know what he says in the scriptures, the word of Elohim. So let's look into the scriptures and see what he says about this, saying that we can know and must know that sick believers don't need to remain sick. It is part of this body while we are in this condition for this body to break down and can become sick or ill. But the Most High, it's not his desire that we remain that way. And that if we become deathly ill, even to where the doctors are saying that there's no hope, we always have hope in Elohim. Always. He can do what man cannot do. So let's go to the book of James, chapter 5. If any one of you sick, he should call the elders of the church to pray over him. Now, this is not a suggestion. This is the way the Most High has set this thing up in the New Testament. Call for the elders. Let them pray over that person. James is writing to believe in HaMashiach, those that truly believe in him. And he asked them the question, he asked them, if any of them were sick, it is a given of this life in our fallen condition that our bodies on occasion will get sick. That's a given. We understand that. And eventually we die. Until Messiah comes back and gives us eternal life, we know that death is a part of this process. However, as the verse directly below points out, or that we've just read, it is also a given for the believers that Elohim is Yah Rapha, or Jehovah Rapha. Yah Rapha, Yahoo heals. This is what he wanted Israel to know from the beginning. So let's go to Exodus chapter 15. The book of Exodus chapter 15. And we're going to start in verse 20. Elohim said, if you listen carefully to the voice of Yah, your Elohim, and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commandments and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am Yah who heals you. I'm not going to bring on you any of the diseases. Remember we read, he creates light. He creates darkness. He creates good. He creates evil. He says, I won't bring any of these diseases on you that I brought on the Egyptians. For I am Yah who heals you. And we got to know and believe that. It is he that is able to heal us. Even if we were taken captive, Elohim identified himself to Israel in a variety of names and ways. Here he reveals himself to his people as Israel's healer, Yah who heals. Healing is not just something that Elohim does. We know he's the creator and he does all kinds of things. No more than that, healing is part of Elohim's very nature. I am Yah who heals you. Elohim was, is, and will continue to be the healer. Remember always that you serve a healing Elohim. I am Yah that heals, who has declared to bring you any disease, but to be Yah who heals you. Yah doesn't want to bring any disease on us, but he told us what to do. Obey my voice. Keep my commandments. Hear me. Do what I ask you to do. And I won't allow the disease to come on you. Now, we know we've all been disobedient here or there. And we all can say, oh, yeah, and I've also been sick here or there. But it's also how many people have died from their sickness, have died from the illness. The fact that Yah allowed you to be healed or that he even intervened on your behalf. It's saying a lot. None of us have to be here, even right now. We've all had something at some point, at some time. And, you know, even a fever can kill you. And so we might look at man and say, oh, yeah, I took an aspirin or I took a Tylenol or an ibuprofen or whatever. And I got over that. But, you know, you can get those things. A fever and take those things, and if it's not Yah's will for you to get over it, you won't get over it. if he has determined that in your life. So we have to always lift him up and give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. Because a lot of people are taking the medicines of men, and a lot of times those medicines don't work. And it's in Yah's hand. We have to always believe on him as our healer, as our deliverer, no matter what, by what means it seems to come by. Because if it's his desire that you be not healed, I don't care what they do. I don't care how much knowledge they profess to have. It is Yah that is our healer. It is Yah that can come against us and say, no, time. So always remember to give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. Never think that it's by your hand or it's by some man's hand that you are healed. Because Yah says he does all these things. Elohim is for us, not against us, in the matter of divine healing. Elohim's heart toward his people is health and healing. Let's look at this in the scriptures further. Let's go to Exodus chapter 23. Exodus chapter 23. Let's get verses 25 and 26. Worship Yah, your Elohim, and his blessings will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full lifespan. I will take away sickness. I will give you full life. I will heal you. With the stipulation that you obey his voice, that you do what he asks you to do. Go back to Exodus 15. Make sure we understand this. I want to make sure that we don't lose track of it. Exodus 15. And we're going to get verse 26 again. And pay attention to these words. And said, if thou will diligently hearken to the voice of Yah thy Elohim, if you will diligently hearken to his voice, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egypt, for I am Yah thy that healeth thee. Those are the stipulations. That's not just to Israel. That's to man in general. That is to man in general. You got to believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then you got to hearken to his voice. You got to obey his voice. You got to do that which is right in his sight. You got to give ear, listen to, and do his commandments, and keep all his statutes. This is what he wants from us, his people. Yah doesn't hear the sinner. The only thing Yah wants to hear from the blatant sinner, those that haven't come to him, or those that are not following him the way they ought to, is repentance. Scripture says he doesn't hear their prayers. So they got to come to a place where they believe. And if we are following the Most High Elohim, then we got to believe. And we got to know what his requirements are. Do what I say to do. I'm for you. I'm the one that heals you. If I'm you. And I didn't send it, I'll heal you. If something comes upon you and I sense it and you repent, I will heal you. And as I said, sometimes these things come for the sake of the parents. sometimes they need something to help their unbelief, that they might believe. Can you hear? Go to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Let's get verses 11 and 12. And then we'll get verse 15. Well, we might as well just read 11 through 15. So let me get that real quick. Deuteronomy 7, starting in verse 11. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments, which I command thee this day, to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments, that Yah thy Elohim shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he swears unto thy fathers. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine, and thine oil, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep, in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give them, to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you and among your cattle. And Yah will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of these evil diseases of Egypt, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Doing this, since I will take away from thee all sicknesses, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon you, I will not put them upon you, but I will lay them upon all them that hate thee. So we got to always remember who's in charge. Who's doing these things? Because, see, we blame Satan for a lot of things. But it's not Satan. God. Satan's job is to prove what's in you. His job is to tempt you to show what's in you. That's his job. That's what he does. Try to get you to not follow the Most High Elohim. But the one who's getting you, that's the Most High Elohim. I will put these things upon you. I will not put these things upon you. That's why we got to always pray to be in his will. What is your will, Most High Elohim? Why have you brought this upon this person? Will you repent of it? Will you turn away from it? Will you change your judgment? Trying to give credit to Satan or some other thing, some other being. Because it is Yah Elohim that does these things. I create good and I create evil. So understand this, so that when we pray, we're not going to ever pray against the will of the Most High. We can pray that he repent in this matter. We can pray that he have a change of heart, that he hears our prayers of intercession. But that his will be done, because we don't ever want to pray against his will. We don't ever want to be in opposition to him. Go to Acts chapter 10. The book of Acts, chapter 10, in verse 38. How Elohim anointed Yeshua of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit, or the Ruach HaKodesh, and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because Elohim was with him. Now, everybody who's up under the power of the devil is sinning. He tempts them, and they go for it. And this is what Messiah came to break the power of the devil to cause people to follow him. Because when you sin, the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is sickness. And all these other negative things that come upon people. It's because of sin. It's because of not obeying his voice on you. And then if they do come upon you, if you repent, I will take them away. I will heal you. We got to realize that Elohim's spiritual healing, his spiritual power, his power to heal us extends to all our diseases and infirmities. He's able to heal us from all things. If we truly are repentant before him, if we give him the glory, the honor, and the praise, if we acknowledge him, if we acknowledge our transgressions, we don't want to be fighting against him with a battle we can't win. Let's continue. Go to Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verses 2 and 3. Praise God, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Yahu does this, and he heals us when we repent. He forgives us our transgressions and says, okay, now I'm going to remove these things that I put on you, that I allow to come on you. The greatest of Yah's benefits is that he forgives all our sins. That's the greatest of his benefits, because even if you remain sick in your body and you died from that sickness, if Yah has forgiven you all your sins, you know you're going to receive what? Eternal life. See, if we don't get healed in our body, if you don't take away that thorn out of your side, if you don't cure your diabetes, or if you don't heal your high blood pressure, or get rid of whatever it is that ails you, that thorn in your side, if he forgives you your sins, then he's going to raise you back up, because he has made you clean. He's made you whole. He has made you acceptable in his eyes. That's the greatest benefit we can get. The healing of our bodies, that's a good thing too, but it's secondary. And he'll heal all of our diseases. That's secondary. But you got to believe, truly believe, without doubting whatsoever. Can't be a doubt there at all. The Most High hates doubt. He hates for us not to believe what he says. So he just tells us, hey, that man that doubts won't receive anything that he prays for. Let's just change it from that man to that person, for if they doubt. So Yah is able to heal all our diseases. It don't matter if they're man-made. It don't matter if they're naturally occurring in nature. However that disease comes about, man cannot outthink the Most High. He cannot do something that the Most High can't undo. If the Most High can make flesh and bones come back together from the dust and cause you to be reconstituted as a person from nothing but dust, O ye dried bones, pure. What disease does he not know what the cause of it is? What disease do you think will not obey him? If he says, be gone, it's got to obey and just be gone. And it's just the way it is for him. Everything obeys his voice, even disease. The viruses and the bacteria. Oh, the Most High Elohim, the creator of everything, just quote. I can't hear what man is saying, but I can hear what the Most High said. He said, we got to go. Let's get up out of here. Oh, that's right, and pick up every germ, every bacteria, every virus. Undo all the swelling. Undo what we did. Because we've been active doing what we do. Now he says we got to undo it, and we obey his voice. But it don't matter if it's man-made. It don't matter if, as I said, it's naturally occurring and it's been here for thousands or millions of years. It doesn't matter. It will obey the voice of the Most High Elohim. Man is the only one that has this problem. Everything else obeys his voice. So Messiah died for both our sin and our sicknesses, our disease. Go to Isaiah chapter 53. The book of Isaiah chapter 53. Get verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed or bruised for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. I am your healer. When I heal you of this sin issue you got, then the Most High will deal with you in the disease. If we believe that he will do it. Go to 1 Peter. Chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. But we got to be living unto righteousness. We got to be believing him and walking in his ways, obeying his voice, as he said in Numbers chapter 15. Got to be believing and obeying him. Can't be walking according to our own understanding and doing what we want to do. If was willing to offer himself on the cross, that he bore our sins, but the very same tormented body of Messiah in his scourge and his crucifixion purchased for us a blessing of physical healing by his wounds. You have been healed. Healed of your sin nature. And when you are healed of your sin nature, then you can be healed of these physical diseases, because the diseases come because of sin. And it can be the sins of your parents, even though that's not supposed to happen. It still does. Look at some other ways by divine healing. His divine healing, his spiritual healing in this book. Elohim responds to prayer for divine healing. The prayers of a righteous man avail as much. Go to Genesis chapter 20. Genesis chapter 20, verse 17 and 18. Then Abraham prayed to Elohim, and Elohim healed Abimelech, his wife, and his slave girls, so they could have children again. For Yah had closed up every womb. Who closed up all their wombs? Yah had. Yahweh closed up every womb in Abimelech's household because of Abraham's wife, Sarah. Yah did this to the people. Caused them where they couldn't have children. And when they repented and the righteous man prayed for them, then Yah heard and opened up their wombs again that they might have children. But the prayer of Abraham, at the prayer of Abraham, the Most High, opened their wombs again. Not just Abimelech's wife. Yah closed the womb of his wife and all of the slave girls too. Every woman there. None of them could have children. Now today they would have said, oh, they got syphilis, or they got gonorrhea, or they got something that made them infertile. They would not give the credit to the Most High. But then the Most High opened their wombs again at the prayer of Abraham. And you got to understand that some things come because you offend the man or the woman of the Most High, like this king was going to take Abraham's wife, even though Abraham told him that she was his sister. And he apologized, said, yeah, I'm going to close up every womb in here. Do you do right by my servant Abraham? And then Abraham prayed for them. He interceded for them. Go to Numbers chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12. And this is, if I'm not mistaken, this is where Miriam spake against Moses. Start in verse 1. Numbers chapter 12, starting in verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, has Yah indeed spoken only by Moses? God don't just speak to Moses, he speaks to all of us. Putting their mouth on Moses. Has he not spoken also by us? And Yah heard it. Now look and see who's going to bring this disease. It didn't just jump out of the trees. Miriam didn't drink some bad water. I heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And God spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam. Spoke suddenly unto all three of them. Come out, you three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And day three came out. Don't Yah speak to all of us? This is what Miriam and Aaron were saying. But they want to be over Moses. They want to supersede what Moses said. And they want to be mad because Moses has married this Ethiopian black woman. Now, that wasn't a problem back then. The problem was she wasn't Israel. That's what they were really complaining about. She ain't Israel. And Yah came down in a pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, Yah, will make myself known to him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is so in all my house. With him I speak mouth to mouth. Even apparently, and not in dark speech, and the similitude of Yah shall be he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? So I said, you got to be very careful. As somebody who is a true servant of the Most High, you don't just put your mouth on them, or you might find yourself sick and with a disease and wonder where it came from. And the anger of Yah was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon her, and behold, she was leprous. She was white as snow. that would have been significant had he been Caucasian. But if you black and you turn white as snow, that's noticeable, real noticeable. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my master, I beseech thee, lay not thy sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh hath consumed, when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto Yah, saying, heal her now, O Elohim, I beseech thee. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Got to be right before the Most High. Yah caused this disease to come upon Miriam for her disobedience, for her sin. And apparently she was more guilty than Aaron. She was the oldest. She was older than Aaron. So she must have put Aaron up to this thing. Hey, ain't Yah spoke to us like he spoke to Moses? And Yah heard it, and then Yah punished her. He caused to come upon her. I create light and I create darkness. I create good and I create evil. It is Yah who has done this to her. Moses has to intercede for her. Let's go to Psalms chapter 30. The book of Psalms chapter 30. Psalms chapter 30 verses 1 and 2. I will extol thee, O Yah, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Because who makes your foes rejoice over you? Yah, he allows you. He to protect you. Or he doesn't. He either gives you the victory or he doesn't. Oh, Yah, my Elohim, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. He's our healer. Just as he told them back in Exodus, I am Yah that healeth. The psalmist David knew this. All the prophets know this. Every man and woman of Elohim need to know this. It is Yah. And all we can do is make our request known. Yah, please remove this sickness. And if it's some unclean spirit, then he gives us the power over those unclean spirits. He never gave us power to undo what he has done. Let me say that again. He never gave us the power to undo what he has done. Only thing we can ask him to do is that he might repent of it. Turn from your judge. When Moses healed Miriam, he wasn't commanding the Most High to do anything. It was a request. It was a plea. Heal her. Not in a commandment or a demanding way, but as a pleading. So Yah, I think he said she should have been like it should be as her father had spit in her face. Done. And it's not something that Yah looked easily upon. You know, you'd have been better off. This is as like your father spit in your face. That's a disgrace. What we got to understand is that power of the believer's prayer. But the believer has to understand who he's dealing with. And that his prayer is a request. Elohim honors and answers prayer for divine healing from a righteous man or a righteous woman. He'll answer that prayer. In the three examples we just read, with Abraham, Moses, and David, they believed in the healing power and his willingness to heal. And they prayed for it. They believed that Yah, they knew Yah had done it. They knew Yah could heal. And they prayed that to Yah that he would heal them, whoever it was. 21. See what Messiah says. Our example. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. The book of Matthew 21, verse 22. Verse 21 and 22. Verse 21 and 22. Yeshua answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, I want to make sure we didn't miss that, because you know, this is critical. If you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to this fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. So you've got to honestly believe what you're asking for, you're going to get it. Doubting nothing. Doubting not. That's the key here. If you got a little bit of doubt, that's enough to kill that request. As the Most High says, you got to believe in him with your whole heart. You got to believe him with your all. Now we have to come to him. Go to 2 Kings, chapter 20. Book of 2 Kings, chapter 20. Still looking at examples of divine healing and what the Most High said and what he gave us as a reminder through Messiah as our example. 2 Kings, chapter 20. Let's start in verse 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 5. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, King Hezekiah. Was sick unto death. He was about to die. Could have had cancer, could have had hemorrhoids, could have had whatever. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith Yah, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Now, we're going to see where Hezekiah pleads to the Most High. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto Yah, saying, I beseech thee, O Yah, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Just got the verdict. Get your house in order. You're going to die. This is coming from the Most High. Hezekiah don't plead to Isaiah. You're going to die. Get your house straight. Hezekiah turns to the Most High and says, Remember how I've walked perfect before you. Remember how I have done what is good in your sight. Why I gotta die now? And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone out into the middle of the court, before he got to the middle of the court, that the word of Yah came to him, saying, Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith Yah, the Elohim of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up into the house of Yah. So Hezekiah got a death sentence. Could have been like today, somebody tell you you got cancer and you're about to die. Get the house in order. All you got to do is turn around and appeal to the Most High. Appeal to him. Go before him and pour out your heart. Remind him how you have done his will, that you have walked in his way. Well, wait a minute. How is that going to work if you haven't done his will and you haven't walked in his way? He ain't trying to hear you. But Hezekiah had done these things. Hezekiah tore down the high place. Hezekiah did what no other king before him had done. He actually did what the Most High told Joshua to do, coming into the promised land. Tear down their altars. Tear down their high places. He did those things. And he appealed unto the Most High with that. And then he wept. He cried. And Yah said, I hear your prayer. And what you have said to me is true. You shall not die. I will heal thee. And I will add unto thee thy days 15 years. He didn't tell him he's going to let him live forever. I will add unto thy days 15 years. Who has the power to add years to your life, day or a minute? The Most High. Who has the power to take it from you? The Most High. I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. So Hezekiah received the death sentence. Get your house in order. You're going to die. Hezekiah turns around and appeals to the Most High. He reminds the Most High that he has walked before him, that he has done what he has asked him to do. And the Most High repents of the death sentence. I'm going to add 15 years to your life. It's the only one that can do that. When the doctor says, you got 6 months, if you've been walking perfectly before the Most High, if you have done what he said to do, appeal to him. He can reverse that sentence. He can undo the cancer. He can add 15 years to your life, 30 years to your life, 100 years to your life, if whatever he desires. Hezekiah was about to die in a matter of a day or days. He had just enough time to get his affairs in order. Who am I going to leave the kingdom to? I'm going to bequeath this to my youngest son. I'm going to give this to my oldest daughter. I'm paying off all my bills. Get your house in order. So he could have said, hey, next week you're going to die. In 3 days, you're going to die. Hezekiah turned around and wept sorely. But the thing is, he reminded the Most High how he had obeyed his voice. So we as believers have to understand that if we are doing what he says to do, we have the authority to remind the Most High, I have walked before you, and I have done, and I have kept your commandments. I've kept your judgment. I kept your statutes. I did what you asked me to do. Then he'll hear our prayers, and he may repent of it. like he did with Hezekiah. I'm going to add 15 years to your life. And I'm going to, the king of Assyria ain't coming in here. And I'm going to protect this place for my own sake. Look what he said in verse 6, last part of verse 6. And I will defend this city for my own sake. Not for your sake, but for my own sake. And for my servant David's sake. But Hezekiah got his prayer through. And the Most High repented of the judgment against him. What I want us to know and understand is you got to appeal to the Most High. He's the one that has brought this, ever it is. He has either brought it or allowed it. He's the only one that can change it. He's the only one that can rebuke whatever it is. Whether it's disease, whether it's an unclean spirit, whether it is spiritual attack on your life or your family, he's the only one that can undo it. All these obey him. And when he sends it, the only one that can protect you from it is him. The only one that can get you out of it is him. So we got to understand it. It's okay to get emotional. It's okay to pour out your heart to the Most High. Make sure you're doing what he said to do and that he didn't send this on you because of your disobedience, because of your unrighteousness. But then you truly have to repent in order to get a prayer through. Look at Messiah. Go to Matthew chapter 23. I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 4. The book of Matthew chapter 4. I pray we're getting this. And I pray we understand that it is Yah who heals. It is Yah who heals the righteous. It is Yah who sends these things. It ain't happened unless he did it. Unless he allowed it. Matthew chapter 23. I said it again. Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. And Yeshua went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing of all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick, people that were taken with diverse diseases and torment, and those which were possessed with devils. You know, a lot of people in the crazy house ain't crazy. We don't look at demon possession like we're supposed to look at it. And those which were lunatic, those are the ones who are mentally ill, the lunatic. But what about the ones that are possessed with devils? Two different sets of people, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. So Messiah went about healing everything, from people being blind, being paralyzed, to being born crippled, blind, raising the dead. He had the power to do all this. And so the Most High is showing, and Messiah said, I do nothing in and of myself. That what I see the Father do, that I do. Letting you know that it's Yah Elohim still from that position that's doing all this. So we as believers, we as the ones that truly follow him, we serve a healing Savior. We serve a healing Elohim. His heart is for the people. His heart has always been for the people, those people who obey him. We got to get it to our heads that things that come upon us for our disobedience. look at, as we're getting late, let me take us to one place. I want to take us to the man with his son that was possessed. Give me a hot second. Let me find his verse. Let me just search for his comment, Messiah. I know I can find it that way. Second here. We're going to be going to the book of Mark, chapter 9. Mark, chapter 9. And let us start in Mark chapter 9, let's start in verse 14. Mark 9, starting in verse 14. And when he came to his disciples, now Messiah has been off away, okay? And his disciples have been left on their own, and this man brings his son to them to heal him. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him and saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? What are you doing questioning my disciples, is what he's asking them. Why are you questioning them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whatsoever he taketh him, he tears him, and he foameth, and gnashed with his teeth, and pines away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. So this man brings his son to the disciples of Messiah, tells them that, hey, he's got a dumb spirit, and this dumb spirit is causing him to gnash his teeth, causing him to foam at the mouth, is tearing his flesh. Cast this thing out of him. Make it go away. And they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. Now, why is he calling them faithless? Because they don't believe. Disciples, they don't believe that they have the ability to cast this demon out. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him straightway, the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed and foamed, was foaming. And he asked his father, now Messiah asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child, when he was a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Yeshua said unto him, if thou can believe. Wait a minute, it's the son that is possessed. But the man wants deliverance for his son and for himself. Spirit also affects his life. And he's having to deal with it. He needs deliverance from it. And he don't believe that he can, that Messiah can deliver him. So Messiah says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. He didn't say if his son believes. His son is the one possessed. The one asking for help is his father. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. I believe, but but I can only believe so far. I don't believe 100%. My faith allowed me to bring my son here, and your disciples were not able to cast out this unclean spirit. Now I got some doubt. Help thou my unbelief. A lot of us are in this condition. We believe the Most High to a certain point, but we don't believe him all the way. And we got some doubt. And just like this man, I believe. I have a level of belief. I brought my son here, didn't I? But I don't believe I can deliver him. My faith won't take me there. I need you to help me with my unbelief. You got to deal with this man first before he deals with his child. And a lot of the time, things come this way. Because we as parents, we say we walk in belief of the Most High, but then we really aren't. And we're trying to do things of our own accord, and we're not counting on him. Something comes that's beyond our ability to solve. A situation happens, we can't come up with a solution. And the only thing we can do is out of our hands. We know it's out of our hands. But we ain't been counting on the Most High. We've been counting on self. And then when we pray, we kind of pray it with some doubt, with some unbelief. And we need some help with our unbelief. We need for the Most High to move us to a higher level of faith, a higher level of belief. Verse 25, and when Yeshua saw the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. Now, do you think this helped this man's unbelief? When he sees the spirit leave his son, do you think it took him to a whole new level of faith and belief? And that's what he needed to see. He needed to see action. That's the only thing that was going to move him, because he already saw in action. You know, people have been saying your disciples been casting out unclean spirits. They've been, you know, healing people and stuff. I brought my son to him, and they couldn't do a daggone thing with him. So now I got some doubt. I got some unbelief. Help thou my unbelief. Messiah rebukes the spirit and tells it not to come back into the boy. The father sees the spirit leave his son. Hears it cry out. Hear it doing damage and tearing him on his way out. Sees his son look like he's almost dead or one dead. Him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Now the father is like, whoa. Now I can believe. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? Because y'all were walking in unbelief and y'all weren't prepared. This one comes out not. He said, anything of this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fast. There's certain illnesses that you just can't pray for. They have taken over the body. They are wreaking havoc. And you need more than prayer. You need to sacrifice some things. Remember, we are living sacrifices. And when we fast, it's a form of sacrifice. We're asking the Most High to hear our prayer and to intercede on our behalf. Move on our behalf, for his glory, not for ours, for his. And then we have to pray and fast to get a prayer through, to show the Most High, yeah, we're serious about this. Let's keep going. What time we got? 7:47. How much I got? I got a lot left. So let's go to Matthew chapter 14. 7:47. We're going to stop here. I do want to pray for people on this evening. I hope we get the gist of we got to believe. We got to have faith. We got to be walking right before the Most High. We got to be obeying his commandments, his judgment. And let's get verse, we're going to start with 33 or 34, somewhere in there. All right, start in verse 27. Let's look and see what Messiah is saying to them. To them, all you shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. Peter was talking bold, okay? And Yeshua said unto him, verily I say unto you, that this day, even this night, before the cock crows twice, three times, thou shalt deny me, before the cock crows twice, thou shalt deny me thrice, three times. But he spake more vehemently, Peter, like more boldly, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all. So Peter starts this stuff, I'll die with you. Yeah, we'll all die with you. Talking bold. Talking like, you know, they'll stick by him through thick and thin. We are ride and die. We'll die with you. And they all said it. And they came to a place which is named Gethsemane, and he said unto his disciples, sit here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed, and to be very heavy. And he said unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Here and watch. Wait here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. Oh, yeah. Take this cup from me. If it be possible, let it pass and don't let me have to go through what I'm about to go through. And the Most High knows that we can have moments of fear, that we can not want to do something, but he also wants to know that we are going to be faithful. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou will. I don't want to die for this hard-head knucklehead Adam, this one that was disobedient. If it's possible, take this cup from me. Don't make me drink this. Don't make me do this. But not my will. Your will be done. And he cometh and finds them sleeping and says unto Peter, Simon, you would die for me? Sleepest thou? You sleep? You just got through telling me you would ride and die. I said, wait here. Let me go pray. While I'm praying, you sit up and sleep. Does not thou watch 1 hour? Watch you and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed and spake the same word. Father, if it is possible, take this cup from me. But not my will, thy will be done. And when he had returned, he began. For their eyes were heavy, neither wist they what to answer. They didn't know what to say. He then came and busted us again, sleep on the job. What are we going to say? He cometh the third time and said unto him, sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. So, in 37, he asked the Father, said to the Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but thy will be done. And we have to always ask the Father what his will is. We don't want this loved one to die. We don't want them to suffer and go through what they're going through. So what is your will? Which is on us. None of us wants to see death. None of us want to go to the grave and close our eyes. None of us have seen the future. We believe it by faith that Messiah is coming and that he's going to deliver us. Is that something that we know? Something that we believe. We haven't seen it. But we believe it. And according to our belief is how we will react. Messiah said, I know what they're about to do to me. I know they're about to spit on me and hit me in my face. I know they're about to take this Roman whip with stone and glass and bone shards in it and whip me with it and rip me open. I know they're about to mock me. I know they're about to nail me to this cross. I know that I'm going to my death. Glory. If it be possible, take this cup from me. But not my will. Thy will be done. And when we pray, we have to pray that the Father's will is done. That's why we can't pray against him. If he brought this thing on, and it's his will that this person should die or suffer or go through, we can ask him to remove it, but let his will be done. We don't ever want to come against him. And if he repents of it, if he has changed a heart toward it, then he will rebuke whatever it is. We don't rebuke anything. And if he tells us to rebuke it, we don't rebuke anything. Because you might find yourself rebuking him. Got to understand. I create good. I create evil. I do all these things. When you were disobedient, I told you I would bring disease on you. If you are repentant, I will heal you. I'll take the things that I put on you off. I'll take the judgment away from you. I'll add days to your life. I'll add years. Let's bow our heads. Father, we come before you right now, Father, most humble. humble, Father, for it is you that is sovereign, and it is you that is in charge of everything. All things work to the good for what you want to happen, what you desire, Father. Father, I want you to look down on each person listening. Look at our families and our loved ones. Father, we beseech you. We beg that if any be going through, whether they have cancer in their body, whether they are stricken with some forsaken illness, if it be unclean spirit, whatever it is, Father, we pray that you would rebuke it, that you would tell it that it had to go, because they will obey your voice. And Father, we will be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. But be not thy will, Father. We accept that as for it is you that is in charge. We make intercession and petition for those people who are under attack for whatever the reason. You know. We may not ever know if it is to bring parents to you. Whatever it is, let your will be done. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right. We still have a lot to go in this. I got probably about another 11 or 12 pages of scripture that we will go through on this, and we will probably continue this tomorrow morning and move through this so that we have understanding that, you know, we have to believe. We cannot pray anything in unbelief, and that we always give Yah the credit. That we don't go against his will, that we are his servants, that he wants to heal us and to walk in obedience to him, to do his will. And when we see somebody who is sick, let's not just think that it's because of some bug, some germ, some virus, some bacteria. Yeah, that might be the underlying source. But Yah uses all these things. He's the one that allows. He's the one that can change. He's the one that sends cancer. He's the one that can rebuke cancer. He's the one that can tell the cells in the body, reverse course. You are acting, you've been acting up. There's a scripture where Messiah is talking to the storm. He's in the boat. He's asleep. And his disciples wake him up because this storm has gotten something fierce. And they are afraid that the boat is going to sink. And Messiah stands up and he says, peace, be still. Peace is a spirit. And when peace acts up, it's the opposite. Acting up. So Messiah tells peace to be still, talking to a spirit. It is he that rebukes spirits. They will listen to him. We have to understand. We have to understand that and walk in that. that whatever spirit is at work, whether it might look like a virus, it might look like bacteria, it might look like whatever, it's a principality and a power in this earth. And man has been battling it since man has been here. And it is the Most High that protects us against them. It's the Most High that allows them to come upon us. And whether he allows it unto death, or whether to just give us a tap on the hand. Hey, hey. We need to give him the glory. Because I've seen too many people and read where too many people died of fever. Too many, you know how many people die each year of the flu? And we'll say, oh, well, that's caused by a virus. You might know what the underlying cause is, but the fact that we don't die from it, or we say we're immune. No, you better give the Most High his credit. You better give him his due. Because anytime you can catch the flu and then all of a sudden your body can't fight it, Most High says, hey, defenses be gone. Y'all not going to protect this one anymore. And no matter what they give you, no matter what kind of antibiotics they give you, no matter what kind of fluids they give you, you just get worse and worse until you succumb. Because we wouldn't bow down to the Most High and give him the glory and give him the honor and give him the praise and repent before him. When the doctors say it ain't no hope, like Isaiah came to Hezekiah and said, hey, you about to die. Get your house in order. Hezekiah appealed to the highest authority that there is. And he reminds the Most High, I've done what you asked me to do. And I know the king of Assyria is here, and he's making accusations. I know I gave him the gold off the altar. I gave him the gold off the temple door. But I have walked in your ways, and y'all repented. Y'all added 15 years to his life. He can say, hey, all right, I was going to allow this to come on you. Now I'm going to rebuke it. I'm going to take back the sentence. So no matter what the situation, what the doctors say, I don't care what it looks like, appeal to Yah, because he is able. He's able. He's able. He's able to reverse anything and everything. If the flesh is starting to rot, Yah is able to make it good. Think about Lazarus. They had buried Lazarus. And in those times, Israel practiced the same burial technique that they practiced in Egypt. They didn't mummify, but they would stick a hook in your nose and pull out your brain. They would take your vital organs out. They had prepared Lazarus. So when the Most High called, when Yeshua called Lazarus out of the tomb, it wasn't a matter of just calling him out of the tomb. The Most High had to put back some things. He had to undo some things for Lazarus to come out that tomb and still be sane, still be have his remembrance of his sisters, of that world. You pull my brains out. You know they didn't come out in one piece. The Most High had to undo all that. And if he's able to undo all that, if he's able to call bones from the dust and make the muscle and the tendons and the ligaments and all the organs and the skin and all that come back together and make that being live again, there is no disease cure. We just have to believe and know that he can. And believe when we ask that he will do it. If it's his will to do it. With that being said, may the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you. I really do. I cannot love you like The Most High loves you. I don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. Fear Yah and keep His commandments, that your prayers might be answered. Shalom, saints, and enjoy the rest of your evening. Enjoy the rest of your evening.